Vaccines are harmful to human health. Corporations whose only interest is selling more products and creating massive profits have been promoting for decades the illusion that technology will solve all the problems of society. In fact, many technologies create more problems for humanity. In fact, the reality is that much of current so-called technology is very harmful to human health. For example, EMF-based technology, thousands of man-made toxic chemical compounds, genetically modified foods, heavy metals, chemtrails, herbicides and pesticides, fluoridated water, toxic pharmaceuticals and vaccines, and many more aspects of our high-technology society have been clearly shown to have serious damaging impacts to human health. But the narrative that is conveyed to the public via corporate-owned mass media does not reflect this reality, as massive profits have been made by corporations involved in these and other industrial sectors. Health dangers of vaccines/shots. Vaccines are an unsafe technology. The detrimental impact of vaccines to human health is evidenced on Vaxxed TV by Professor Chris Ixley's papers on the dangers of aluminium in vaccines, the Vaccine Archives website, and by the lectures and research of Dr. Suzanne Humphreys. The resources available: the National Vaccines Information Center, the VAERS database, which lists many thousands of documented and reported adverse reactions to vaccines; GlaxoSmithKline's own confidential report, which states that their vaccine caused autism in some children during clinical trials; and decisions of an Italian court, which found that both the MMR and a hexavalent thimerosal and aluminum-containing vaccine can trigger autism. Vaxxed TV is available on this webpage. The Vaccine Adverse Event Reactions Database, VAERS, is available on this webpage. GlaxoSmithKline's own confidential report is available on this webpage. An article describing the Italian court decisions finding that both the MMR and a hexavalent thimerosal and aluminum-containing vaccine can trigger autism is available on this webpage. I list an extract below. It is also notable that on September 23, 2014, an Italian court in Milan awarded compensation to a boy for vaccine-induced permanent autism and brain damage. While the Italian press has devoted considerable attention to this decision and its public health implications, the US press has been silent. Based on expert medical testimony, the court concluded that the child more likely than not suffered autism and brain damage because of the neurotoxic mercury, aluminum, and his particular susceptibility from a genetic mutation. The court also noted that Infanrix Hexa contained thimerosal, now banned in Italy because of its neurotoxicity, in concentrations greatly exceeding the maximum recommended levels for infants weighing only a few kilograms. Presiding Judge Nicola Di Leo considered another piece of damning evidence, a 1,271-page confidential GlaxoSmithKline report, which is available on this webpage. This industry document provided ample evidence of adverse events from the vaccine, including 5 known cases of autism resulting from the vaccine's administration during its clinical trials, see table at page 626. Vaccines are in direct violation of the Nuremberg Code. Forced, coerced, and mandated vaccination are in violation of these principles. Information on this violation is linked from this webpage. The research of Judy Mikovits, PhD, on retroviruses, vaccines and autism. Judy Mikovits spent 20 years at the National Cancer Institute, working with Dr. Frank Rossetti, one of the founding fathers of human retrovirology, and has co-authored more than 40 scientific papers. For 5 years she was the research director of the Whitmore-Peterson Institute for Neuroimmune Disease. After she published research connecting retroviruses from vaccines to chronic fatigue, she was put in jail for 5 years. The following is a quote by Saya Jin, founder and director of GreenInfo and board member of the National Health Federation. Plague by Judy Mikovits is a must-read book, so revolutionary in its implications that its author courageously faced character assassination and unlawful incarceration to keep her findings from being relegated to the dustbin of medical history. Riveting, if not at times paradigm-shifting, This book reveals a dark side to modern medicine that no one knows exists, but that everyone should. End of quote. The propaganda for vaccines increases in the corrupt mainstream media, of RTE, Irish Times, Irish Independent and throughout the corporate-funded world. These are propaganda branches of the Irish government. See also the comments of John Waters, former Irish Times journalist, linked on this webpage. The Irish government is completely subservient to the EU since the Lisbon Treaty and the banking bailout scam of 2008. The EU is completely controlled by the international central banking system, globalist cabal. Example, see the outrageous propaganda Irish Times article by Sarah Fulham McQuillan. Strong legal basis for making COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory. Courts might override individual rights in context of contagious disease. Printed Monday, July 27, 2020.